Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Joyce, and how may I assist you?
Yes, Joyce. Marvin Stone calling from Oradado, Illinois. And I had called you a couple days ago. I had answered a ad on, it came from Makita Power Drill Department, and it was for if I shopped at Home Depot, and I answered the questions because I do shop there. And anyway, there was a Makita power drill that I was supposed to receive. And I went through and answered all the questions, and then it wasn't completely free. I had to pay for the handling. There was a $5 charge for that, and I put my credit card number in and went through and answered all the, filled all the blanks in and everything like that. And when I ended up, it asked if I was all done, and it pressed OK to continue. And when I pressed OK to continue, it came up another screen that congratulated me for having some kind of a exercise or something like that, that they were going to send me once a month. They'd send me I guess it was a video that for exercises. And so I thought, something sounds a little screwy here. And so I called my credit card, and they said that they were sure that they had gotten the bill, and for $84 instead of $5. And so they said they thought it was a scam, and so I was just wanting to find out what the deal is. I never got the Makita drill, but I did get the bill for $84 on my credit card.
All righty, sir. Let me start out by getting your zip code so I can locate an account associated with you.
61350, zip code.
I do thank you for that. And you stated your first and last name, please.
Marvin Stone, S-T-O-N-E.
All righty, give me 1 second, sir, while I try to locate an account for you, okay? And Mr. Stone, are you sure this is the correct number that they gave you in reference to call concerning that?
What I got, I talked a couple days ago, and then I never heard anything more. They were going to get back to me. And it was, they said I was talking to BITESHUB, Bits Hub. And this was the telephone number that I took off the paper that said that I was a lucky winner of the drill.
Correct.
This is Bits Hub, isn't it?
No, sir, because I'm not located in an account for you. We are actually a third-party call center. So we do assist multiple companies now and over 100 different products. But right now, I'm unable to locate an account associated with you.
No, that's
in my system.
That's the same thing they told me the last time.
Yes.
But I got the bill for it. It went to the credit card number, and they marked it as a scam, and so that's why I was calling. I just got the letter from the credit card company.
Mm-hmm.
And the number that I got here, that 877-646-2263, It was taken off and off the computer on one of the pages that I went through to answer the questions for Home Depot.
Mm-hmm. Well, sir, unfortunately, sir, I'm not locating anything in my system remotely associated with your name.
So, well, I guess I've just let the credit card company, because they was going to mark it a scam, so I don't know what will happen there. I got the letter today then that it was frozen.
Yes, sir. Well, now, that I would get back in contact with them and let them know that you tried to call this, you know, several numbers to actually see what this account was and what you were being billed for and that you were unsuccessful. And I would let them handle it from their end to actually see if they can locate what this charge, what you were being billed for, okay?
Yeah,
I do apologize for that.
The message sender, it was Makita Power Drill Department.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's afterwards, there's arrow, less arrow, the one that's going to the right, left.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's WSTAPHAM1311@redpride.net. That's where the message that I started answering. I was afraid to go through and answer any more of about the other because I didn't want to get something tied again. So I just copied the first page of the
And I do understand that. And as I said, sir, the only thing about that is I'm unable to locate it right now because we are a third-party call center.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we do assist multiple companies. I am not familiar, and I can't see exactly, you know, what you just given me. The only thing I could have located would have been the account for you to see what you were being billed for. But right now, I'm unable to even locate you in my system.
Yeah. Well, I, you know, I mean, I'm not holding you,
mm-hmm.
You know, but I mean, apparently your company isn't very reputable if they're having people that's putting messages out like this. And then when they try to claim the thing, they've got your credit card number and they bill you for something else.
And those are online vendors. And the thing is about it, we have no control over however they advertise whatever
yeah.
they're selling.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I say I
mm-hmm.
understand. I understand that, but with the computers, why? There's so many scam things going on. And, the companies that are doing the advertising, because, I mean, apparently it was your company that sent this Makita thing out for Home Depot. And, I mean, I thought I was, I was dealing with Home Depot. I didn't think that I was even have, you know, anything. I was going through a call center or anything because I took it for granted that that's what they said it was from. So I figured it was from Makita.
Mm-hmm.
So okay, I'll just keep I'll keep checking.
And I do apologize for that, sir. I wish I could help you.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate it if you maybe look through some of your contacts and see, because it says it's from Makita Power Drills.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently that's one of the ones that maybe that's a third party, but if they're scamming people this way, why some people don't check their credit card bills. very close, and I suppose if you don't check them, why, they just got some free money. So thank you very much, though.
And I do thank you for calling customer service, sir. You do have a great day, okay?
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.